Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Tess Denton, and thanks so much for joining me for a segment I like to call Building a Powerful Life in 5 minutes or Less. You know, there are moments in life when it becomes abundantly clear that you want or need something more out of life, more from your team, or more from your relationships. These are moments of transition that can become a journey of transformation. As your journey to transform begins, you set out on a quest to find people and resources that can help you get from stuck to unstuck, resources that can get you from here to there, and resources that can help you create change that lasts. I hope that I can be one of those resources for you. I help people and teams build a powerful vision for life and work and design a plan to get there. My method is building a powerful vision. Building a powerful vision provides 5 key results, and they are clarity, hope, confidence, momentum, and happiness. Building a powerful life plan includes 5 key elements: vision, belief, determination, progress, and results. The work I do is designed to be engaging and revealing, and it's also designed to be challenging and results-oriented to get you the results you're looking for, which is more of what you want out of life. My books, Building a Powerful Vision Board and Building a Powerful Vision Planner, a 1-year guide to creating a life you love, are available at www.tessdenton.com and through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Both are online purchases. So now on to today's topic, which is Steal a Way to Create Your Master Plan. I simply love technology and the speed at which new ideas and information and products come to market. Yet that being said, the pace at which we're living can really be overwhelming. For all of our modern conveniences and advances, life still has phases: young adulthood, parenthood, vital middle age, and our senior years. High points such as first love, gaining independence, marriage, dealing with the responsibilities of family finances, and so on, have been in place in one way or another for centuries. Perhaps one of the key differences is that the schedule stuffing we have made habit and our desire to have the next bright, shiny thing that's been marketed has put taking time to pause and reflect on a list of endangered species. More specifically, as I look at the calendar, just about 16 weeks ago, we turned to a new year. Thousands of us came blazing onto the scene with intentions, resolutions, and pronouncements about how we would create new habits, usher in a new era, and deliver results in 2015. And now we're back in ordinary times, with tax season just behind us, bills yet to pay, and superstorms over the winter created absolute gridlock. Now here's an idea I've got for you. How about slowing down for a spell before we get too far ahead of ourselves this year? Summer is still a few weeks away, so you've got some great time. A critical component of building a powerful vision for your life, whether you're seeking improvement in one or two areas or an absolutely complete life transformation, is to schedule time for reflecting and prioritizing. Now, I'm going to hazard a guess that things may not happen at the pace that we want them to all of the time. We cannot necessarily stuff everything into our lives. Most of us, when the new year came around, did not pause to map out how we might add the new into our already busy lives. The thing to know is that you can just relax. Your intentions are good, and they do deserve to produce results. Now is a perfect time to blend your resolutions into your schedule. You've probably got some energy built up around your intentions and resolutions from years past. One of the best ways that I have found to get centered and create a plan is to set aside one chunk of time to get started. That's right, just one chunk of time. The chunk of time can be half of a day, or one full day, or one crazy morning when you set your alarm for 3 a.m. The secret is to steal away for 4 hours. The 3 a.m. advantage is that it's generally a non-interrupted bit of time. You can accomplish planning and prioritizing that will pay off for the rest of the year. Select a top priority and set 30, 60, and 90-day goals. A couple of years ago, I recommended what I called a one-day do-not-disturb retreat in town, without travel, with no fee to pay, simply a day away from all of the distractions. What I'm talking about here is simply a variation on that theme. For those who feel that they can't steal away for an entire day because of life and family and work commitments, whichever method you choose, an entire day away or setting the alarm for 3 a.m. and choosing your 4-hour time block, just choose. Here's the upfront promotional piece. In the years between the one-day retreat recommendation and today, I've developed and published a tool that can help you accomplish your goals. The title of that tool is Building a Powerful Vision Planner, a one-year guide to creating a life you love. I priced it under $20, and I assembled the activities in a manner that you can pick up and put down, and that you can plan in chunks and celebrate your successes. If you're like me, you can spend $20 for lunch or a trip to the movies, or heck, even a trip to the drugstore to pick up Q-tips. You can plan without a planner, but a guided journey will probably yield more results. So go to TessDenton.com and click on Products. You'll find the planner there. And that's the end of my commercial. So back to your time, just for you. I think it's great if you'll find a friend who will agree to do this activity along with you. You don't even need to be in the same room, but you've essentially found an accountability buddy when you do this. Someone else who uses the same process you do and can serve as a discussion partner for the ideas and plans that you put in place during that four-hour time block. Debrief with your accountability partner after you've each conducted your planning session. Then, mark both of your calendars for another power session in 90 days. By that time, the days will be even longer, and you'll be ripe for a new round of goal setting, and you'll need to get together with your accountability partner. By then, you will have a feel for how well you've been able to integrate your new ideas into your schedule. At the very least, you know if your plans for your new intentions are taking root, and you'll have another 5 or 6 months left in the year for course correction. So that's it for now. Once again, this is Tess Denton. Thanks so much for joining me for Building a Powerful Life in 5 minutes or less. Make it a great week.